This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones on this Friday, April 28th edition of the show. And we got another huge show lined up for you today. Robert Parry, the award-winning Iran-Contra journalist, is going to be on the line in the second hour to talk about the chemical weapons attack in Syria, which of course led to the Tomahawk missile attack, led to a increase in tensions in the region. He's going to be on to talk about his sources from within the intelligence community who suggest that that attack was not as we were told. His sources say it was likely not dropped from the air, it was actually detonated on the ground, and of course that suggests that the moderate rebels that we've been arming for the past 6-7 years may indeed have been responsible. We had that big article up on InfoWars. U.S. intelligence saw Syria chemical weapons attack launched from Saudi base. He's got the intel. He's got the inside sources. This is a key part of the narrative that is not being told in relation to what happened in Syria, what might happen going forward as ISIS begins to collapse. In the third hour, we have Baked Alaska, who, of course, attended the Berkeley rally yesterday, at which Antifa completely failed to show. They stood down. People had their free speech event. The First Amendment won out. Antifa were cowards. They backed away. They never showed up. So we're going to talk to Baked Alaska about that in the third hour. We're also going to talk about Donald Trump, once again, making strange comments for the people who voted for him, given that he ran on an America First platform. Donald Trump now says he's a globalist and a nationalist. Is that possible to be both? I think that's kind of a either-or choice there. You can't be a globalist, you can't advocate globalist policies, and yet remain a nationalist, given that globalist policies wreck nationalist sentiment, wreck nationalist policies. They don't tend to combine very well, especially in the context of NAFTA. So we're going to get on to talk about that. Social justice warriors and leftists have flooded a hotline to report crimes committed by illegal immigrants. They're reporting sightings of aliens and UFOs, and they're very pleased with themselves that they're preventing actual crimes from being reported. So rapists, muggers, robbers are all going free right now because of virtue signaling by leftists. Absolute disgrace. And we're also going to get on to play an amazing video in the next segment, which is they basically go to a college and present students, snowflakes, with Trump's accomplishments in the first 100 days. At least that's what they tell them. What's actually happening is they're Obama's, quote, accomplishments in his first 100 days. So we're going to see their reaction to that here in the next segment. First, let's dip right into the news, and it is massive on the European front as well. Gateway Pundit reports liberal Austrian president says day will come when all women must wear the headscarf in solidarity with Muslims. That's right, we've warned about this increasing move. We have to integrate with their culture. They don't have to integrate with our culture, even as they enter our country. They see it out of the Independent. Austrian president calls on all women to wear headscarves in solidarity with Muslims to fight rampant Islamophobia. Of course, Islamophobia over the past several years has basically morphed into criticism of Islam. That's not the same thing, but they've made it that way. They've merged the two to crush free speech. Now we have people reporting tweets over in London where Katie Hopkins, a Daily Mail journalist, makes a joke tweet about Islam. People report it as a hate crime, and the Metropolitan Police actually responds on Twitter to this offensive joke and says, please provide us with more information. Meanwhile, there's literally terrorists out on the streets of London with bags full of knives trying to carry out terrorist attacks, but the Metropolitan Police is more concerned about mean tweets. Absolutely incredible. We've also got huge breaking news on North Korea. China has basically come out and said they will enforce a red line on any nation that tries to attack them. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Huge news blitz coming up. InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 tall to Jumping Beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on The Alex Jones Show. We're going to jump straight into the news right now because it is absolutely massive. I mentioned this story before the break. It's out of Gateway Pundit. Liberal Austrian president says day will come when all women must wear headscarf in solidarity with Muslims. And they have another article out of The Independent reporting the same story. This is his quote. We're not going to play the video because it's in Austrian. It wouldn't make sense unless you're watching the subtitles. But he said, quote, a day will come where we will have to ask all women to wear the headscarf. This is Alexander Van der Bellen. Remember, he's the guy who beat out the nationalist candidate there in Austria after they had that suspicious voting fraud incident with the postal votes. He's a Green Party-backed Austrian president, a politician most people will not have heard of since last December, when, of course, he beat Norbert Hofer of Austria's Freedom Party, the nationalist candidate. Mr. Van der Bellen is again making headlines beyond Austria for a segment broadcast on state television Tuesday, looking back at his first 100 days in office. A clip used in the piece shows the Austrian president speaking with students during a roundtable discussion, commenting on proposals to ban the full Islamic face veil in the country, which he opposes. Bearing in mind, even Angela Merkel, who's no Islamophobe by any stretch of the imagination, supports banning the veil. We've seen moves to ban the burkini in France, we've seen UKIP over in England call for banning the burqa. But Van der Bellen opposes even that. That's not even seen as a very authoritarian measure in Europe now. There's Angela Merkel calling for a burqa ban whenever legally possible in Germany. Even she supports it. But according to Van der Bellen, the liberal Austrian president, that's rampant Islamophobia. He clearly emphasizes the word all when suggesting that every woman, should be asked to wear the veil in solidarity with those who do it for religious reasons. Of course, we know they don't do it for religious reasons. This is the lie we've been spun by the left over and over again. If you research Muslim feminist groups right back to the 1920s, in fact, there was an Egyptian Muslim feminist group. They were the first Muslim feminist group ever in history, stretched back to 1922, I think. They were the first ones who called for banning the veil, or at least not forcing Muslim women to ban the veil. The people who said that were Muslim women feminists 100 years ago, and yet 100 years later nearly, we still have leftists, regressives, pushing this narrative that the hijab, that the burqa is a feminist icon. It's not. Why do they wear it in Islamic countries? Because in the Quran, in the Hadith, if women don't wear the veil, they're subject to be kidnapped and raped. That's the ultimate form of patriarchal misogyny. Yet we have feminists celebrating the hijab. We have them making cutesy art projects about it. We have them supporting Linda Sarsour, their new leader, a woman who supports and jokes about Sharia law, jokes about female genital mutilation, which is now happening in the United States, which we'll get onto. Linda Sarsour linked with Hamas, and there you see the video out of Germany. Feminist protesters chanting Allah Akbar as they smile. Absolutely incredible. Part of the left merging with Islam because they broadly share the same goals. The most woman-hating, misogynistic belief system on the planet that treats women literally like cattle in some cases. We saw the video out of Saudi Arabia a few weeks ago. The high school girls, again, fully veiled in their beekeeper suits, trying to leave class to get their chaperone home from their male drivers. No, it's not your turn. Whip them on the back. Get back in. Get back inside. That's the kind of feminism that leftists are now celebrating when they embrace this hijab, when they embrace the burqa, when they embrace Linda Sarsour. And now the Austrian president is saying things along similar lines. The article continues. The bizarre comments made weeks ago but only aired this week have caused uproar on social media, but have drawn surprisingly little reaction from feminists. Imagine my shock. Austria, like several other European countries, is debating a law to ban the burqa and full face veil, a government move intended to take votes away from the Nationalist Freedom Party during what is likely to be an election year. So this face veil, they haven't banned it in the UK. What's happening in the UK is Muslim women who wear the full face veil swap driver's licenses. They abuse this ad infinitum, and it's a big problem. It's a big problem in terms of security. They have bars in England where you can't even wear a baseball cap. They won't let you in. You won't get into a bank if you're wearing a baseball cap or a balaclava, for obvious reasons. But no, this is allowed, even though it poses a definite security risk. There you see the UKIP proposal, which came out last week. Britain's pro-Brexit party loses support from within after burqa ban proposal. People saying that it's a step too far, even though Angela Merkel supports it. So we're all at different tracks along the way. We're at different stages in different European countries on this. But now the Austrian president says that women should wear it in solidarity with Muslim women. Again, this attempt to turn it into some kind of feminist icon. Absolutely despicable, given what it actually represents. Given that the original Muslim feminist movements opposed the burqa and the hijab. Given that women liberated from ISIS in Syria and Iraq, you've seen the videos, unveil themselves. That's their form of liberation. They rip off the face mask. They're so happy to be free of ISIS persecution. Of course, they were forced to wear the veil by ISIS. But no, it's a feminist icon now, according to the left. The Austrian president says Austrian women must wear it in solidarity. That's going to happen. Maybe it's going to happen by force at some point if Europe continues on its current track in 5, 10, 15 years' time. There you see. Syrian women burn burqas in celebration after being freed from ISIS. They not only remove them, they burn them. Absolutely incredible. Why are feminists embracing this when actual Muslim women in the Middle East are disavowing it? Forced under ISIS persecution to wear the veil. They celebrate. Absolutely amazing stuff. I just can't understand how feminists can embrace this as a women's rights symbol when it's literally the exact opposite. Continuing, Information Liberation reports Italian prosecutor wiretaps reveal NGOs working with human smugglers to flood Italy. Now, this is an issue I've talked about several times. People have a huge misunderstanding of the migrant crisis, of the refugee crisis. Are there genuine Syrian refugees, who, by the way, most of whom would rather return to Syria, but we're now bombing the people who are fighting ISIS, so they can't, literally bombing air bases 20 minutes from Christian towns. People don't understand the true nature of the migrant crisis. A tiny proportion of, quote, refugees are actually Syrian. They're economic migrants, the vast majority. The vast majority are men. Out of Libya, they get 11 miles off the coast of Libya in these boats, which are often overcrowded because of the people smugglers. That's why many people die. They sink. They're too heavy. There you see the map. They're not just coming out of Libya. They're coming out of Egypt, Sudan, Niger, Nigeria, Mali, all these different countries, Senegal, Guinea, Ivory Coast. Most of them aren't even coming from Libya, which, again, you can go back to the whole argument. Why did we topple Gaddafi, a secular leader, in the first place? But they're not mainly even coming from Libya. They get 11 miles off the coast of Libya. The people smugglers, the criminals, call up these NGOs, call up the EU on the phone and say, we got another boatload of people. They go and literally pick them up. They send boats hundreds of miles to pick them up, 11 miles off the coast of Libya, as a taxi service to bring them into Italy. That's not a refugee crisis. That's a literal taxi service. That's literally using humans as a weapon, which is what Italians are now saying. The article states, Italian prosecutor Carmelo Zuccaro said Thursday that wiretapped conversations, and there you see the map there out of Libya, revealed non-governmental organizations are working together with human smugglers to flood Italy with migrants and, quote, destabilize their economy. They're working hand in hand with the criminal people smugglers. Yes, you can understand the motivation of some of these people who want to escape a failing state in Libya because of Western foreign policy. We should have never have toppled Gaddafi. It was an absolute disaster. Obama's humanitarian intervention supported by Hillary Clinton. But again, we can't absorb the entire third world. There has to be differentiation between actual refugees and economic migrants. So now, wiretaps have revealed that basically confirmed what we already knew, the communication between the EU, the NGOs, and the people smugglers. This is out of AP. An Italian prosecutor on Thursday defended his accusation that non-governmental organizations operating rescue boats in the Mediterranean are colluding with migrant smugglers after one humanitarian organization said the charge threatened its work and requested proof for the allegation. This is documented. We've featured numerous articles on this before, testimony that this is happening. Carmelo Zuccaro, chief prosecutor for the Sicilian city of Catania, told RAI State Television that he believes some NGOs are working to rescue migrants just outside Libyan waters and could be financed by traffickers, and that their ultimate goal could be to destabilize the Italian economy, which is already ruined at this point. He has cited a wiretap conversation in separate comments. Zuccaro said he was identifying on a phenomenon, not individual organizations, in an attempt to prevent greater abuses. He said prosecutors would need to investigate and seek charges. We've played the videos before. You look at Calais, you look at those people trying to get on the boats, trying to get to England. The left-wing groups go and help. They throw rocks at people who are trying to prevent it. They help them storm the boats in Calais to try and get to England. We've played those videos. This is a known phenomenon that NGOs and the European Union is working directly with criminal people smugglers to bring economic migrants who aren't even refugees into Europe. And we've seen what's happened as a result. The terror attacks, the mass sexual assaults. This is a criminal conspiracy taking place, and it's finally being exposed. We will be back on the Alex Jones Show live. More breaking news, including massive news on North Korea and safe space, snowflake protests. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about Infowars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at Infowars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at Infowars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Shackles.
We are live on the Alex Jones Show. Before I dip back into the news, I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have here available right now at the InfoWars store. It is the t-shirt, and I have it right here. Conservatism is the new counterculture. There's never been a phrase more triggering two liberals, two leftists, especially on the echo chamber of Twitter, than that phrase right there. And that image. They get so triggered by that image, it's absolutely incredible. You've probably seen the tweets. That is available right now. It emerges out of course, the fact that leftists control the institutions of culture, mass entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry. They are the dominant culture. They keep trying to have the monopoly on everything and also be the counterculture. You can't have it both ways. Now, of course, back 30, 40 years ago, it was the right that censored people. It was the right that acted as the Puritans. Now it's the left. You see what's happening in Berkeley with the attempts to shut down free speech. Conservatism really is the new counterculture. Populism is the new punk, because we're the only ones who have an actual true diversity of opinion. It's available right now. And this will make me incredibly happy if you get this t-shirt, because it triggers so many people. Limited run. This design will sell out quickly. We're not going to print any more of this design. This is going to go. It's probably going to go by the end of today. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can call 1-888-253-3139. It's $24.95. It's the most comfortable shirt you'll ever own. It's that soft blend. It's really comfortable on the skin to wear. And it's going to trigger the holy hell out of absolutely everyone. Also, for people of like mind, it's going to start conversations. Again, it's a limited run. This will make me so happy if you get this t-shirt. In fact, get it, take a picture of yourself and post it on Twitter under the hashtag Conservatism is the new counterculture. And I will retweet all of those. You will get massive exposure. You will get Twitter followers. Put it on Facebook. I'll post them on Facebook. But again, limited edition. It's not going to stick around for long. We may do new designs in the future, but this is the original. So only a limited amount of people will be able to get this t-shirt. It's super premium, American-made, extra soft, tri-blend t-shirt. It's comfortable on the skin. Most importantly, it's going to trigger the holy hell out of liberals. Absolutely incredible. Conservatism is the new counterculture. We'll probably do another one. Populism is the new punk at some point. But again, this is the original. It's $24.95. It's available for a limited time. This will probably sell out within the next 24 hours, I would imagine, because we've printed relatively few of them. So get it while you can. It's $24.95, InfoWarsStore.com, 1-888-253-3139. Wear it. Post your images on Twitter. I will retweet you. I will post the images up on InfoWars.com. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. And above all, it's a great t-shirt. That is the Conservatism is the new counterculture t-shirt available at InfoWarsStore.com, $24.95. It's huge, but it's going to go quick. Get yours today. Let's dip into some more news now out of France. French scientists who predicted Trump and Brexit says the maths add up for a Le Pen victory. Could she pull it off? The odds are against her. Of course, the odds were against Trump and Brexit. We all saw what happened. According to French physicist Serge Galland, a victory for populist anti-mass migration presidential candidate Marine Le Pen is entirely possible due to a phenomenon known as differentiated abstention. What is differentiated abstention? He explains it's the key. It's incredibly unlikely that those who voted for Le Pen in the first round of the French presidential election will vote for Macron. So all the people who voted for Le Pen are not going to vote for Macron. They're not going to switch. We've seen the polls. She's got the most solid support. She's got a sizable base. When it comes to Macron, they were a lot more undecided about whether they would vote for him. So it's unlikely all those who oppose Le Pen are guaranteed to support Macron, who is unpopular with the far left and conservative voters. He is, of course, the ultimate establishment candidate, groomed by the highly unpopular outgoing socialist government. So you ask, why on earth are French people voting for more of the same? Polls look like that's going to happen. But Marine Le Pen has closed the gap with Macron in the latest election poll after he is accused of taking victory for granted. He's getting quite haughty. He's getting quite arrogant. You saw the visit to the Whirlpool factory there in France. Macron was greeted with boos and jeers. Marine Le Pen was hugged. She was adored. She was celebrated because she represents the interests of those blue-collar workers, the same platform that Trump ran on. Can Marine Le Pen pull it off? It's going to be a mammoth task. But she has a chance, according to this top expert. We will be back on the Alex Jones Show Live with more news Breaking news at InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live back on The Alex Jones Show. We're going to dip into some clips in this segment about the Safe Space Snowflakes. Of course, we had the big Antifa Trump rally yesterday. There was supposed to be a confrontation between the two. Never happened because Antifa didn't show up. We're going to get into that with Baked Alaska later in the show. We're also going to play a clip where students at George Mason University are presented with Obama's accomplishments in his first 100 days in office, but told that they're Trump's accomplishments, and their reaction is very interesting, to say the least. We're going to get into that soon. We're going to also play the Simpsons making fun of SJWs. That got a ton of traction last week. We're going to play that again. Let's finish off on this French news right now, though. Of course, we've got the second round of the election on May the 7th with Le Pen up against the establishment candidate Emmanuel Macron. The lead that Macron had over her, which was substantial, is narrowing as voter abstention threatens to swing it in Le Pen's favour. Now we have an article out of Westmonster.com. Le Pen bans biased fake news from campaign. You remember, though, there was a video we played a few weeks ago where a reporter confronted Marine Le Pen with the charge, aren't you just supported by fake news? Le Pen shot back, of course, and said, you're the fake news. She was playing the Trump line to a T. Well, now French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen has taken a leaf out of US President Donald Trump's playbook, banning fake news outlets from her press pool. The pool generally follows a candidate around for the duration of the election and has access to all campaign events such as rallies and photo ops. Le Pen, though, has banned various left-wing news outlets such as Le Monde, France 24 and La Libération, which are the main news outlets in France, among others who she felt had not given her a fair opportunity to put forward her case and in many instances have outright lied about her and her supporters. So she's banned the fake news from her circle just days before the second round of voting. Is that a smart move? It sounds like it, given all they do is lie about her, given that all they do is try to smear her as a far-right extremist, as they do all around the world. So now Marine Le Pen has banned them from her inner circle. As the polls show, the gap between her and Macron is tightening. Let's get into this SJW news now, though. Now, there was information put out by Oxford University that said making eye contact or not making eye contact with people was racist. They actually came out and said not making eye contact with people was racist. In a little guide as to racial microaggressions, of course we know that that's basically everything on the planet and everybody's racist at this point, but they came out and said that those who don't make eye contact are racist. They had to back down. They had to apologize because of the oppression Olympics. People came back and made the point that certain people, maybe autistic people, people with disabilities, aren't able to make eye contact with people because of their disability. So you see, they actually got trumped in the oppression Olympics by people making this point, whether they were being serious or not. BBC reports, let's go back to that article, Oxford University, sorry for eye contact racism claim. Oxford University has apologized. Probably got complaints from like two people and immediately caved in, as all these institutions do. Has apologized for saying that avoiding eye contact could be everyday racism after it was accused of discriminating against autistic people. The claim was included in a list of racial microaggressions in an Equality and Diversity Unit newsletter. But the university was criticized for being insensitive to autistic people who can struggle making eye contact. So they had to come out on Twitter and apologize. They actually apologized to me directly, which is kind of funny, because I put out the screenshot to one of the original news stories, which got, you know, 5,000 retweets or whatever. So they had to literally go on Twitter and apologize to everybody who complained about this. Again, they're not going to apologize if, for example, they ban Marine Le Pen from speaking at their college because a bunch of trigglypuffs protest. No, they don't care about free speech. But if you just mention the word disabled or autistic and that those people might be offended, they immediately back down. They cave and apologize to everybody. So again, it's another example of that oppression Olympics. One thing trumps another. They try to virtue signal. They try to, again, play into this narrative that everything is racist through microaggressions, which is things like asking where somebody is from if they have a non-Western accent, a non-British accent. Now, they said that not making eye contact was racist. They've had to cave in. It's absolutely delicious in terms of disastrous optics because it shows that the oppression Olympics ranks different levels of oppression. If one is seen to be above another, they have to back down. They have to apologize. So now they're out on Twitter doing that. Absolutely incredible. Campus reform reports. And we're going to go to this video here in a second. Students despise Obama policies when credited to Trump. Saturday will mark Donald Trump's 100th day in office, an important milestone for U.S. presidents ever since the flurry of panic flailings with which Franklin Roosevelt began his administration. While President Trump's supporters point to his slew of executive orders and the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch as markers of his success, detractors claim Mr. Trump has accomplished very little since taking office. So they went out and asked a bunch of special snowflakes at George Mason University, hoping to tease out whether such reflexive opposition to Trump is based on policy disagreements or simply distaste for Trump himself. So they presented these snowflakes with Obama's accomplishments, not telling them, or telling them, lying to them, saying that they were Trump's. So they're being told Obama's accomplishments in the first 100 days. But it's presented as if they're Trump's accomplishments, and just watch the reaction. Let's roll the clip.
Donald Trump, first 100 days, how do you think he's done?
Horrible.
He's kind of a He's really just a liar, like pathologically. It's kind of insane.
As of just recently, he's done a little bit of work that's not exactly beneficial to Planned Parenthood. We're a little wary of what's coming up.
It's kind of scary. Seeing you wake up every morning and then you see something ridiculous.
And I'm surprised that with things he lies about, he has not been impeached or whatever, because, I mean, Bill Clinton was impeached for lying. Trump recently went on what was called an apology tour to countries like Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Basically apologizing for the past 8 years and saying, yeah, you know, there's a new sheriff in town, this old stuff's not going to fly.
Him apologizing like that to the other countries, is it something that, you would like to see him stop doing?
Oh, for sure.
I really think he kind of overstepped his bounds.
I think he's just trying to fix Band-Aids at this point, and it's not really working for him, so I think it's a bad thing for him.
You know, you have to carry the image of the U.S., and he hasn't done that so well.
The people he's apologizing to are not people he should be apologizing to. Saudi Arabia, the Gulf monarchies, dictatorships everywhere.
I don't think it was up to him to apologize on behalf of a nation, especially with such opposition to him within the nation.
Mm-hmm. He recently has been talking about a $700 billion jobs plan.
He would tax people and then use that money to try and use the government to help create jobs. So is that something that you view positively or negatively?
Gotta say, it kind of would be a little, definitely more negative.
So how is that going to help us if, you know, he's raising and creating jobs for people that aren't trying to get a higher education?
Knowing that Donald Trump is the one proposing it probably means there's, like, some turd in the punch bowl somewhere.
Like, him bringing jobs, I just don't really see that happening.
Using the government to do what states would do, that kind of goes against the whole platform.
Really reminiscent of Weimar Germany, when there was a lot of hatred of foreigners taking jobs. I mean, same types of rhetoric.
What's the shirt?
Oh, this is just a communism shirt, man. Gotta love the hammer and sickle. Gotta collectivize the means of production.
A final thing that Trump has done is he changed some of the statutes of limitations on court cases, so basically making it easier for people to sue each other. What do you think about that?
Being in a law class right now, I don't like it at all.
I think it would directly benefit Trump, because Trump is a businessman, by cutting down on regulations.
He says it's for one reason, but I just don't see him helping.
That's pretty upsetting. I also think it's kind of ridiculous how he was saying loosen up the libel laws.
I think it would make him money in the long run, because I don't really think he's in it for the presidency. Like, I think he's in it for his own, like, personal gain.
There's so many conflicts of interest and unanswered questions there.
What if I told you all the things I was asking about were actually things that Obama did in his first 100 days?
Oh, wow.
It's almost we don't have any critical thinking faculties, given that we wear a hammer and sickle T-shirts, literally 80 million people dead in the last century alone. Oh, wow. Absolutely insane. This is the effect it's having on the campuses there. This is the kind of mindset we're producing. Now in Mizzou, of course, we had the big race protest last year with Melissa Click and all that. Bring me some muscle. Gateway Pundit reports consequences. Mizzou loses more students, will shut down 3 more dorms. The University of Missouri has no one to blame for their current crisis but their own leadership. After the campus protests of 2016, they could have corrected course. Instead, they did nothing to address the problem, and they're now paying the price. The College Fix reported, Mizzou enrollment plunge continues. 3 more dorms shutting down next year. The public university that gave us Melissa, Muscle, Click. And there you see part of those protests last year where the Asian American reporter was kicked out simply for trying to do his job. It's not like he was a right-wing extremist. He was simply trying to do his job. Now Mizzou is shutting down 3 more dorms. The public university that gave us Melissa Muscle Click announced open season on student journalists that tried to cover social justice warrior continues to suffer from the fallout. Get out! I need some muscle over here. There's Melissa Click. The University of Missouri is shutting down 3 dorms next year because of low freshman enrollment. The Maneater reports, so nobody wants to go there. Social justice hysteria always leads to failure. Let's go to that Simpsons clip because they delightfully took on social justice warriors in a recent episode. This has caused absolute shockwaves across the web. It's gone viral. Here is the Simpsons on SJWs and campus snowflake culture.
It's always wonderful when a successful...
And childless...
alumnus returns.
It's delightful how you take turns sniffing after my money.
Now here's a group that was established in 1909.
I hate modern music.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well.
The Whiffin' Poofs. I'll buy you a new library if you have them killed.
So many have tried to kill them.
But other smug jackasses in white gloves would just take their place.
We can't be stopped.
Well, I am here to offer you money. I'd like to endow a Department of Nuclear Plant Management.
Wonderful. Of course, we can't do nuclear.
Our students are highly entitled wusses.
You'd be creating a space for violence to happen. How about funding a chair in the non-narrative cinema of self-identified pansexuals?
What?
We also need to hire more deans to decide which Halloween costumes are appropriate.
8 deans should do it.
Is this still a coven of capitalism where evil money can acquire a patina of virtue?
Yes, that's in our charter.
But with an issue as heteropatriarchal as nuclear power, we'll have to hire multicultural empathizers, build a new safe space.
Not so fast. We insist on a chair of anti-nuclear studies and a nuclear-neutral curriculum pathway.
Absolutely, Teddy. We run all decisions past the squash team.
Also the fencing team, water polo, and Handsome Dan the mascot.
Praise me, you hound.
Oh, yeah.
What's happened to this place?
Yeah.
This was the home of ruthless media disruptor Samuel F.B. Morse. Who's his successor?
That fellow? Fellow. That word is cisgender normative, okay? You're worse than Hitler!
Too late for flattery. I'm not giving this school a dime.
Sally's have blended right in.
We've got 12
this
productions
is the
of
Simpsons
the
taking on social justice warriors. You've seen it with South Park. The Simpsons have never really dipped their water into this to this extent. It's absolutely hilarious. Towards the end here, they perfectly send up the robotic nature, the unthinking nature of social justice warriors on campus. And we're going to get into more news related to this. Here's the final part of The Simpsons taking on the SJW snowflakes on campus.
He's in botface. That's unbelievably offensive. Microaggression. Cultural appropriation. Offensive.
Dear Lord, those teachers made them too human. You've ruined me. Well, not completely. I still have my health.
So there you have it. Microaggression. Offensive, offensive, offensive. Kind of sounds like Oxford University, does it? You don't look somebody in the eye, you're a racist. Oh, what about disabled people? What about people with autism? Oh, sorry, we'll cave in immediately. Absolutely incredible. Interesting, though, to see The Simpsons taking it on so vehemently. As I said, they haven't really gone for it as much as something like South Park has. But again, that shows you the culture is turning against these people. It really is, in terms of even entertainment now. Now look at this story, absolutely disgusting, and it ties into the whole social justice warrior hysteria we're seeing. This is out of the Ralph Report. SJW op-ed asks why it's illegal to purposely infect your partner with HIV. Apparently, HIV is now progressive. Only bigots get upset if their partner gives it to them on purpose. And you've seen this before. I think Alex has talked about the bug chaser phenomenon, where people will literally have sex parties to try and get HIV. Yes, that really happens. And this article itself is full of cringe. These laws aren't compassionate. This is the article, the op-ed written by an SJW. These laws aren't compassionate, caring, or tolerant towards people with HIV or AIDS. They're fear-based holdovers from the days of gay plague, which in many ways the Reagan administration callously let happen, ignoring the disease and its victims for far too long. So they're actually saying that it shouldn't be illegal to go out and have sex with people and deliberately infect them with HIV against their knowledge, against their will. They're actually trying to make that argument and saying that anyone who has a problem with that is bigoted. Absolutely incredible. They actually have Grindr, the app. And before the rumors start, my cousin is gay, by the way, so he told me. One of the categories for people who you want to meet is POS, which means HIV positive. So this is now trendy. It's trendy to go and meet people with HIV to catch the disease. At least in that instance, they both know they've got it. In this instance, this SJW wants it to be legal. It's currently not, to go out and deliberately infect people with HIV, again, against their will, against their knowledge. And anyone who opposes that is a bigot. How dare you oppose it? Again, yet another example of the oppression Olympics, social justice warrior hysteria that we're seeing now actually putting people's health at risk. The cost of political correctness continues to claim more victims. We will be back live on the Alex Jones Show. Huge breaking news on North Korea and more. Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797 to get your free trial set.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. Going to jump straight back into more breaking news here in a second. First, I want to tell you about the continued special we have running on Caveman True Paleo Formula, available for 53% off. This is the retail mega special right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Because Caveman is so quick to sell out with each new limited run, we almost never run specials on this formula. This is, I think, the first one ever, and it's huge. Caveman has already received more than 500 reviews since it launched just over 2 months ago, and now sits at an astounding 4.7 out of 5-star average. Got a couple of those reviews right here. Again, independent third-party verified reviews. One from Memphis, Tennessee. He says, delicious. I just started using Caveman. It tastes great in a smoothie alone or in your favorite recipe. I love that it provides multiple supplements that I want in my regimen. Again, people's modern diet is so starved of some of these supplements. The bone broth, the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, and much more. People are really enjoying this, and you can get it for 53% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Another review, 5 stars from Phil in Mansfield, Texas. Caveman is awesome. I started using Caveman 5 days ago, and it has given me a boost in energy I was lacking before. This stuff tastes awesome, too. I mix it with milk, and all you taste is chocolate milk. So it tastes great. It has great impacts. Go and read the rest of the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Again, it's 53% off right now while supplies last. We've also got the Flash Special. This is Liver Shield for 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time. Whether it's from toxic ingredients in the food supply or dangerous chemicals in our drinking water, our bodies are constantly under direct attack. To help you fight back, start giving... supporting your body's natural detoxification systems, we're giving you 30% off Liver Shield for a limited time. It uses a powerful blend of organic and wild-crafted herbs specifically formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and gallbladder. There's a reason that we keep selling out Liver Shield with every new run. It's one of the most powerful formulas at InfoWarsLife.com. And people are enjoying that too. We have another review for Liver Shield here, 5-star review from Joyce. One of the best liver cleanser I've ever experienced. I've been in the alternative health industry for over 37 years, and this one is easy. No major side effects, actually. I had none. I feel the difference, not to get gross, but even my stools are amazing. Joyce is enjoying it. Try it, you will love it, and you will love the results. That is Liver Cleanse, available right now at InfoWarsLife.com, and it's the flash sale, 30% off right now, but only for a limited time. And of course we have Conservatism is the New Counterculture, the T-shirt, limited run. That'll probably sell out within 24 hours, I would imagine. Comfortable, premium quality shirt. It's going to trigger the holy hell out of everyone. It is the Conservatism is the New Counterculture T-shirt available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That is fresh up on the store today. $24.95, actually get yours before they run out, which they inevitably will, because that is a limited run original design. Let's hit some more news now. RT reports Trump's immigrant crime hotline trolled with reports of sightings of space aliens. The left actually decided to prevent victims of crime reporting assaults, rapes, robbings by flooding this hotline with sightings of space aliens. Absolutely despicable behavior, and they're all proud about it. They're out celebrating on Twitter. We'll get into that more and other news after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom, and the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you...